Another atmospheric river. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Now's the time to get sandbags or other things you need to prepare, maybe some extra food.
Woody Baker Cohn with Marin County Emergency Management in the San Francisco Bay Area. The atmospheric river is expected to bring rain and snow by tomorrow to a state that's already had tons of both. People are bracing for more flooding, down power trees, and power outages.
The potential of storms and wet weather over the next couple of days, it has just been really epic, especially across the mountains where we had people needed to be rescued.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Crews were not able to reach at least two people soon enough, nearly 2 weeks since the massive storms buried the San Bernardino Mountains in several feet of snow. Fire officials confirmed they found two people dead on the mountain, both of whom were in hospice care. The National Weather Service also warning that the snow melt may increase the threat of an avalanche. Some lawmakers are boiling mad after two of the four Americans kidnapped in Mexico are found dead.
We need to bankrupt them. We need to put them out of business. And the people responsible for these murders need to be brought to justice.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas on Fox News. The other two Americans were rescued and are recovering in a Texas hospital. Mexican officials say they have one suspect in custody and are searching for others. A guilty verdict in a monstrous murder of a 10-year-old boy in California. Yesterday, a judge in Los Angeles convicted Heather Barron and Kareem Leyva for the first-degree murder and torture of Barron's 10-year-old son, Anthony, and the couple could get life in prison. And Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will be back on Capitol Hill today for day two of testimony. He shook the markets yesterday when he suggested that a central bank may need to boost rates more than expected. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The owner of Russia's Wagner Group claimed today his troops have extended their gains in the key Ukrainian stronghold of Bakhmut, but Ukrainian forces are fighting back.
Not only are Ukrainian forces holding on now in Bakhmut, they are reinforcing their positions. In some ways, that city is really no longer there. It's pretty much rubble after 7 months of shelling from each side. The city has no strategic value either. And yet it's become the longest and bloodiest battle so far in this war.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. Two small planes crashed midair in central Florida yesterday, killing the four people on board. The planes plunged into Lake Hartridge in Winter Haven. Laura Hurd lives nearby.
That's definitely a freak accident. You don't hear about that kind of thing.
The victims include a Polk State College student, a local flight instructor, and a 67-year-old man from Carlisle, Pennsylvania. No names yet on the fourth victim and no word on what caused the accident. The Los Angeles County City Council, rather, has delayed a vote on a proposal to accept the donation of a robot police dog.
The four-legged robot would be used by SWAT officers, but there are concerns that if it is deployed, it could fuel mistrust of the police. The city council meeting disrupted by loud protests from people who claim the robot would be unleashed on the city's black and brown citizens. But proponents say sending the robot into dangerous situations provides officers with situational awareness and can save lives. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a leader of the Navajo Nation dies. Peterson Saw, who guided the tribe through a politically tumultuous era and worked tirelessly to correct the wrongdoings against Native Americans, died yesterday at 85. Saw was the first president elected of the Navajo Nation. Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.